Blog Talk Radio.
Play that in honor of Ginger.
Yay! No. Still not playing that game. Not happening. No, 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 no.
Just 5 minutes, girl.
No. No. No, no.
Ginger, just a little bit.
Mm-mm.
Aww.
No. She's so evil to me.
For me?
Yes. Yes, all the time, evil.
I am not evil. I just want you to join in.
No. Do y'all know what she wants me to join in? She wants me to play Angry Birds. Not happening. No, I don't
it's
care which
for
version.
A little bit.
No. No. Good morning, people out there in Twitter land. Yay! It's Monday.
Are you getting a little static there?
I am. What is that from?
I have no idea. That is the weirdest thing ever. Well, hopefully they can't hear it. Oh, happy Monday. Okay, so.
That is strange. It was like, is it picking up my AC behind me or something? No.
That's really weird. So we have to say at the top of the show, we lost one of our own over the weekend.
We did. We lost Neil Armstrong. I can't even begin to describe how this hurts me. Really, it does. And I know everybody was like, what are you talking about? Why is this so upsetting to you? We've not had anyone else on the moon since that crew.
Well, see, that's a whole conspiracy theory thing that I won't get into on the air. All I will tell you is Google Van Allen Belt and then we'll discuss. But... I can't say I'm upset. I mean, he got to live a long, full, and happy life. But at the same time, I hope he's on the moon right now.
Me too. I think we should be there. I think we should have already had a base there. I think we've been wasting time.
Girl, these are people who can't get the internet right. You really want them to put a base on the moon?
This is true. This is not true. This is very true. Still,
they don't understand how the internet works. I really don't want them in charge of my base stuff. It'd be like a Total Recall, the original one, not this new crap. You know, where the moon moves, and we'd be without air and mutants. Yeah, this could get very bad.
Well, Neil Armstrong, wherever you are, we miss you. Hope you have plenty of moon rocks and Martians where you're at.
Yes, did you see the pictorial they did of him showing pictures when he was younger?
I did not.
That's what that was. Oh man.
The only picture, I saw several pictures this weekend. The one that hit me the most is he is back inside the lunar lander, at least I think it is. He's got his helmet off, and he's looking at the camera, and he's got tears in his eyes. And it's like,
Oh, wow.
That was, like, powerful. I can imagine. Dream of going someplace, and you finally get there, and it's amazing.
Man. Well...
What happened was...
Speedy journey there to you.
Yes. All right, so we got more news. What do you got? You got news? Do you need news?
Well, I got something on live.
On live
is having a summer sale, so I'm telling you this because...
A summer sale? Like what?
It's the end of summer sale for the Summer Gaming Academy is what they're calling it.
I fired everybody. Who's working the sale?
apparently somebody still works there at Steam, the one monkey they have running the server. I don't know. But they had a sale. Still, I believe it's still going on. It started a couple days ago. Actually, Friday evening. Yes, through September 3rd. So they're also saying they're giving away 4 free indie games. So if you want to know what's on sale, I will tell you. Those of you who love your Steam will be happy. Now, keep in mind, OnLive is not dead. They're just, I guess they're restructuring, as they like to put it. So some of these you may really want to grab up, especially if you have a PC like mine and you haven't gotten to play some of these games. But there's Space Marine for $7.50. Deus Ex, $19.99. Look at this. Just Cause is $7.99. Lego Harry Potter Ginger, $8.
So what, I can play it for a month before the whole service is shut down?
No, they're not. Remember, they're not going away. They just got bought out. They're, you know, they managed the business horribly, but somebody has come in, and hopefully they'll be able to save it, I hope. So anyway, that's what they got on special, and then they're giving away their 4 free indie games, and they still have gaming bundles, and they still have a service. I'm hoping they get to stay around. Oh, Batman Arkham Asylum. You people out there that never played, like myself, $8. If you never played A Kingdom for Keflings, which we've done a review of here before, it's $2.50. Kingdom for Keflings?
Yes.
That's a good wintertime game, by the way. So you get it $2.50 and hang on to it. Play it in the winter. Very good. Limbo, if you never play that one, $4.99. Ginger. Lego Batman.
Legos!
$8.
That's a good sale.
That's a good sale. Trying to see what else they had here. But anyway, go over and check those out. Buy some of it. Some of those people over there need to keep their jobs, so please go over if you have nothing better to do with your cash today and just buy up some games and help those people keep their jobs. And if I may, Ginger, I must do a second.
Okay.
Okay, so Samsung has apparently come out with the coolest thing ever. I want it, and we don't even have a real store. We have a virtual one, but I want it. Maybe I'll make a virtual one. That's a possibility. Anyway, it's called a transparent store display, and they're saying it will change the way that you shop. This is a 22-inch display. Will allow stores to dynamically display any key information about their products in the store. Mm-hmm. So imagine you're in the store, my ladies out there, and the Joel Maddens go on sale, and you know right then that they're on sale. You don't got to find anybody. You don't have to go and look through the boxes. You know they're on sale. You go straight to them. You buy them. You're out.
Okay.
Yeah. So now they're saying stores could also use the displays to tell, like I said, tell the stores which items are on sale or to point shoppers to other comparable products elsewhere in the store. So like you're in a Target, you can't find a bathrobe rug that you like. They said they got one just like it over on this side. Samsung, however, says they have bigger plans for this. Back in January, they showed off a 46-inch smart window display, which accomplishes a similar task on a larger scale. Samsung also says that the transparent display technology could also someday make its way to smartphones and tablets, so we could possibly get a transparent phone, which I don't like because that means people behind me could see all up in my text messages. No. In any case, Samsung is getting ahead of a big trend with transparent displays. The market is expected to hit $87 billion by 2025, according to Display Bank. Yes, that's a company. Perhaps bigger news for the retailers is the product could also help bring some of the excitement back to in-store shopping because it's taken a big hit with online shopping. There's also a video floating around on YouTube. If you want to take a look at the transparent display, we will tweet it for you because we love you so, so much.
She does. She loves everybody.
What are you trying to say?
I was going to say more, but then I was like, no, I don't want to get smacked.
I won't smack you, but I will bite you. Because gingers are tasty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's see how she agrees with me. Mm-hmm. I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, shush. All right, so pigs invade Mars and Angry Birds space red planet.
Bad ginger. Bad.
I know, right? I was trying to figure out how to pick on you about this thing without it being, like, totally taken out of context. And I'm going to find another way around it. Okay. Oh. Can't breathe.
You choke.
Mm-hmm. In a humorous but beneficial partnership to both parties, Rovio, the creator of Angry Birds series, has teamed up with NASA to provide something both fun and educational to players of all ages. Angry Birds Space Red Planet, which should burn in hell for all eternity, is now available for download on both iOS and Android devices. Oh my god, it's invaded the Androids now. No!
It's been on Android, you didn't know?
No.
Maybe Nature and I play every morning before we get on the school bus.
Oh, no.
She loves it. Of course, you know what? It's not good to play in the mornings. Like, when it's dark outside, it's kind of disconcerting. I don't know why it is, but the whole... It's not like... If those of you who've never played the new Angry Birds, it's like... It's kind of a weird 3D rotational thing. So, to look down and the sky, it messes with my head anyway. Could be just that it's early and I'm just not awake yet. I don't know. Anyway,
okay, so
carry on.
With Red Planet, NASA will be able to introduce a familiar vehicle into Angry Bird space, the Mars rover Curiosity, which recently made the trek to Mars, much to the delight of millions. Rovio has even found a way to include Curiosity in the game, as players have to track down three hidden rovers throughout each level. Longtime Angry Birds fans will be pleased to know that the gameplay is still quite addictive. Along with the cool gravity-based elements from the original space game, you have a couple of new items to help you out. Volcanoes scattered throughout each stage give off huge air gusts, which shoot your birds in different directions, keeping them in play. You can also hit asteroids that explode on impact, meaning big trouble for breakable objects, and the pigs alike. Yay! Alright, so this is Angry Birds Space. I'm looking for a price. They've not given me one, and I pulled this from the Yahoo News section. So if you want to see this, go over to Yahoo. The tech section and the science section both have this, so go check it out. Yay! Angry Birds. Boo! It's space,
just,
come on.
Ginger, just one time.
No.
Once for 5 minutes. You're afraid you'll get addicted, aren't you?
No. No, I'm afraid my brain will fry. Kidney for Ohio patients, transplant put in trash.
Hey.
Always love the little side stories here. Anyway.
Okay, well, speaking of OnLive and people not having jobs, apparently Microsoft has taken up the slack. That's right. MS is looking to staff Xbox and Kinect projects with former OnLive, ex-OnLive developers. OnLive's recent business troubles, of course, and subsequent staff reduction has left many people with no place to go to a job. Microsoft is stepping up to see if they can get some of the new hires. The giant is using Eventbrite to do some recruiting, stating on their site, saying that we are eager to speak to individuals and teams affected by the OnLive transition. With the stunning success of Xbox Kinect and the accelerated growth of this business, we are looking to add key players who want to make a real impact in creating groundbreaking new products and services. Microsoft has positions open in both Mountain View and their headquarters up there in Richmond, Washington. So lovely up there. Microsoft has been rumored to be interested in the acquisition of OnLive back in 2010. They may not have wanted to buy the company, but Microsoft is certainly willing to sift through the rubble for some good employees, for some good loot. Smart.
I like that.
Yeah, because you know Microsoft is getting into the whole cloud thing, so I'm willing to bet we're going to see a Microsoft Cloud game. Well, we already have some games in the cloud. Your save games are in the cloud on your Xbox, but I'm pretty sure if we're going to get a similar service. I'm looking for it probably in the next 6 months. They'll start announcing it. I betcha.
Probably, very probably.
But wait,
right.
I got another one. Oh, my God.
Okay.
This is hot news. And by the way, Joe, we're getting around to your news in a minute. But I want to let you guys know the Xbox Live just got its first free-to-play game, and it looks awesome. Microsoft.
Awesome. What game?
It's called Happy Wars. It's a multiplayer combat game. It will be free to download and play with your Xbox Live Gold subscription. You'll be able.
So it's really not free.
Well, you still got to pay for your Xbox Live regardless. So you were going to have it. You'll be able to purchase lavishly rendered items to customize your character. This is from a Japanese studio, and again, it's a free-to-play game. Marks the first time ever on Xbox Live that you'll be able to have a free-to-play game. Signal Studios' action title Ascend New Gods will be released next year with a free-to-play business model on Xbox Live as well. So they're saying it's going to be interesting to see how the console audience reacts to these titles and whether the free-to-play model can start being used for larger AAA console experiences. And, of course, the Xbox Live has seen plenty of free-to-play downloads in the past, but they're typically released as advert games promoting brands like Doritos, Red Bull, or Toyota. So no real games. Nice. Nice, right?
It is totally. No, I was on muted. You couldn't hear me.
I want to play. It looks awesome.
I haven't seen, so I'm still kind of...
I see shooting and a castle wall, and I'm all about it.
Don't know about calling it free if... Yeah, all right, so, oh, good God. Yeah, we'll go ahead and start this out. Student on mental health hold after death threats. A dispute during an online video game Wednesday night prompted death threats and a Longmont high school student to be placed on mental health hold After school officials and police found 3 knives and a small amount of explosive powder in his possession Thursday.
Really?
The boy remained under mental health care Friday, but will be formally arrested upon his release. Police said the boy was playing an online video game with another student Wednesday night, and the two ended up in a dispute. During the discussion, the suspect threatened to kill the other student and then replied to a series of questions about how and when he would make the attempt. The boy who was threatened and his mother took a printout of the conversation to school officials Thursday morning. The suspect and a witness were called to the office, and the suspect admitted to having knives, 2 in his backpack, 1 in his pocket. Police also recovered a small amount of rocket powder and a vial with a hobby fuse, but it was not considered to be a serious safety threat. The boy told officials he was being picked on, prompting the reaction. Long Mountain Police Commander Jeff Souter said that the bullying allegation has not been substantiated, but even if it occurred, the student who took knives at school did not react properly. All right, guys, girls, it's a video game! And if somebody is picking on you, there is a such thing in most games called a mute list. For Bob's sake, please start using it. Seriously, and you took knives at school? How stupid are you? Anyways, not worth all this crap.
I love that question.
Especially because this is happening in Denver, Colorado. They've already had enough. They're going to act with knee-jerk reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. So that's just dumb.
All right. Wow, interesting. Guild Wars 2 is out, for those of you who don't know, if you want to play it. I'm not a player.
Is it? Yeah.
I'm not interested. Sorry, Guild Wars. I know some of you love it. I'm not saying it's a bad game. It just does not tickle my controller. I lost my story.
Oh,
oh my God. Wait. Okay. I got it. Okay. So as a... Gosh, there's a bunch of short stories, so that's why I keep doing two. Okay. So first, let me tell you, Apple, of course, was awarded the big cash. But is the big news, which Joe was sharing with us on Twitter. But the news that we're really interested in is not so much as what went down there. It's that Google hinted that it would be unaffected by Samsung's court loss to Apple over the patents related to the iPhone's design. Samsung stock has taken a hit today, as it'll have to pay $1.5 billion for violating Apple patents based on a jury ruling on Friday. Google supplies the core Android operating system for Samsung smartphones and tablets. Google said that the claims involved in the patent case don't really relate to the core software, but if Samsung is forced to stop selling its smartphones and tablets in the U.S., as Apple is expected to request, the number of Android shipments could suffer. Google said the Court of Appeals will review both infringement and the validity of patent claims. Most of these don't relate to the core Android operating system, and several are being reexamined by the U.S. Patent Office. The mobile industry is moving fast, and all players, including newcomers, are building upon ideas that have been around for decades. We work with our partners to give consumers innovative and affordable products, and we don't want anything to limit that. That's according to VentureBeat.
Yay!
Well, that means we'll get to keep our droids. But you know what's going to happen?
What's going to happen?
Apple's putting forth all this fuss about, you know, they don't want Droid to use their technology. Droid is probably going to come out with something that's going to blow them away, because that's usually what happens.
Yeah.
That's usually how it goes. Oh, you don't want to, you think we're using your stuff? Let me show you how much we're not using your stuff.
Exactly.
Yep. Blink. Okay. Now I gotta go to the next one quickly.
Okay.
I gotta go to the next one. I got another one.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Ginger. I'm sorry.
It's fine. You go right on ahead.
It's good. Okay. Remember we were talking about the LG TV with the gaming thing?
Uh huh.
Okay. So I didn't know just how big this had gotten or how much they had invested in it, but LG today has released a gaming portal, so to speak, called Game World for smart TV players.
Mm-hmm.
It is so pretty. I don't know if the games are good, but they got some pretty good ones here from what I see. Plants vs. Zombies is one. Cut the Rope, which is one. I hadn't played Cut the Rope, but we reviewed Cut the Buttons, which was really good, amazingly. So they're saying, of course, many industry insiders are expecting that the web-connected TVs are the next major platform for apps, but they will only succeed, of course, if they have a lot of games that people want to play. So LG is starting with downloadable casual 3D games in its Game World, which will appear on the South Korean giant in line of a Cinema 3D smart TV series. Game World is a portal that provides a user-friendly way to search for, purchase, and play game apps in both 2D and 3D through an intuitive interface, which is kind of like... kind of connect like Many games can be played with LG's Magic Remote or any third-party gamepad, so that means it'll work. It should work with all of your stuff. The president and CEO of LG Home Entertainment said Game World is a wonderful source of games, especially 3D games, which are suitable for everyone. This is from Havith Kwan. He says many popular titles will be available along with games developed exclusively for LG Cinema 3D smart TVs. So by making the most of the capabilities of LG 3D TVs, Game World will allow us to push the boundaries of 3D gaming and expand the market. The main menu prominently displays a menu bar listing four options, a featured, top chart, new, and genre. For quick access to content, LG will have games in the following categories: action, adventure, arcade, puzzle, RPGs, shooters, simulators, sports, and strategy. The menu has a tutorial with manuals and instructions for playing with the Magic Remote or the gamepad, and the My Games section links users to their library of previously purchased games. And Game World will launch globally in the second half of this year.
Ooh. Ooh. All right, so I got a couple of little bit short ones here, so I'm going to run these two together. And this seems like we've already talked about this, but I'm not quite for certain. So anyways, Xbox Kinect sensor drops to $109. Yeah, a $40 price cut has been administered to the Xbox 360 voice and motion sensing device, the Kinect, with similar drops due in Latin America, Asia Pacific, and Australia. The Kinect sensor, introduced in November 2010, works with bespoke Kinect-only titles such as The Biggest Loser, Ultimate Workout, Just Dance, and Dance Central series, and several others. The cut can be seen as preparation not just for the end-of-the-year shopping season, but also for the arrival of Nintendo's new console, the Wii U. Just as Sony is getting behind the Wii U, like capabilities of a PlayStation Vita and PS3 combo. Yay! All right, so $109. If you've been waiting to get it, now's the time, I guess.
Get it, got it. You know,
yeah.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we've got some possible news. Sony's PlayStation 4 to support 4K resolution. Sony's plan to introduce an 80-inch XBR LED television set with a 4K resolution, said to be the start of a larger scheme to push 4K on consumers. Much like 3D was a huge push in the industry a couple of years ago, since 3D isn't gaining much traction, Sony is betting on 4K as a way to get consumers to upgrade their home entertainment devices. Sony is already selling 4K Blu-ray players for $200, and the company's next-generation PlayStation 4 will indeed support 4K resolution playback as well. The PlayStation 3 did with Blu-ray. Sony is betting that by including the ability to support 4K resolution media, games, and movies, consumers will have an incentive to upgrade to new 4K television sets. Yeah, no, sorry, I don't care about 4K. But, you know, some people are. Some people are going to totally care. Then again, I don't have a TV set. I have a projector. So,
Oh, just rub it in then, why don't you?
Yeah, totally going to, yeah.
Mean Ginger.
I am mean. Yeah, I know. Everybody's always like, oh, she's so sweet. No, she's not.
She is kind of sweet.
No, I'm not. I'm mean. I'm cold. I'm heartless.
Okay, so have you been hearing about this new trailer from Hitman Absolution with the nuns?
I have not. Why? What's going on with it?
Well, this is the latest controversy. I'm actually watching a trailer, and I'm sorry to say I love it. oh, my God. I love it. All right, you guys. So apparently there is a level change due to some controversy surrounding the Nun trailer. If you haven't seen it, you could probably see it around the web. We cannot display it. It is a PEGI 18 trailer, and we are very picky about that kind of stuff. The teaser video, according to Eurogamer, saw Agent 47 mercilessly assassinating a troop of killer nuns. Now, Hitman's trademark stealth gameplay, of course, is nowhere to be seen. The Saints trailer is based on a level within the game. Hitman Absolution director Tor Blystad told Eurogamer at Gamescom earlier today, one way to go about that level is to go in all guns blazing. But, of course, it's not the smartest way. He says, we learned from the trailer that we really needed to give these characters some context and some backstory. He says, we're working within the game, within that level, to build these characters up before...
Yay!
them. That way you know you're, what you're getting and you're not put off by them. And Blyseth said that despite hundreds of people internally having seen the video, no one had predicted the firestorm of publicity that followed, so we were surprised by the reaction to it. We've been trying to find out, you know, how could we not see this happening? If we knew it would get such a negative reaction, we would have done it a different way. The game is inspired by Grindhouse-style movies. See, I got that when I looked at it. You know what it is? Some of you, I will get, you know, this is going to be a Thursday night topic that we talk about. I said, so for us, the trailer was a natural way to deal with the subject matter, and we hope that people, when people play it, they have fun with it. The nun characters did fit the Hitman universe, Blystead argued, explaining that previous games have always been colorful and cartoony. The Saints fit into that somewhere, and it's more extreme level in the game than others. And with the changes in place, developer IO Interactive does not expect any further fallout from the footage, since there's a there will have been so long between the trailer coming out and the game being released that people will have forgotten about it. He concludes, I got to tell you, I absolutely love the trailer. For those of you who are like, what's in it? What's in it? There's a group of nuns you see walking up, and of course, as they start to walk, they're getting ready to go in and fight. So they start taking off the outfits, and of course, they're all dressed in the sexy, which we normally don't like here, but I think is it. I want to say, I don't know who told me this, is the best way for a woman to fight would be to wear something sexy because it's going to mess with some of you's heads. Some of you who are not real fighters fight naked. It throws other people off. Anyway, but I like the trailer. It is very Grindhouse. When I saw it, the first thing I thought of was Kill Bill, and I thought of Death Proof and, you know, the Quentin Tarantino movies. So I don't know why people were upset. As soon as I saw it, I see a nun carrying a rocket launcher. I am pretty sure she's not a nun. So, and she's probably going to do some damage. Ginger's like, where is this trailer? let me see. Ginger, are you muted, woman?
Oh, yes, I was totally muted.
So what do you think? Did you be offended? Apparently some people were offended.
No, I'm not offended at all. I think I really have to see it, though. I'm just from hearing about it, I'm not really all that offended. It's not anything unusual. It's not anything new, really, you know?
No.
Besides that it's nuns, but come on, that's...
Well, they're not naked, and they're. I'm happy they're not hookers. Yeah. I would be...
Yeah, and I'm kind of thinking that's why people are going to be more upset, is that they are nuns. And, you know, somebody out there, religious people-wise...
Oh, God, they're going...
...is upset, yeah. That's who's throwing the biggest fit about
it. Oh, my God, they are kicking his butt. You know what it is also? We're gonna talk about this Thursday night. This is definitely gonna be a big topic. A lot of people I'm noticing, or not a lot of people, I'm noticing the guys are starting to get more offended by this than anything when they see violence happening against women. They're tending to go into this whole outrage. One, I would like to say to you, you are not a woman.
Yeah.
Two, I am more appreciative of the fact that they even put us in there, and that some men need to learn this lesson. I'm not advocating any type of violence against women, but by all means, if you're a man and a woman is kicking your butt, you are about to get killed, please fight back. Do not go, I can't hit a woman. You need to be alive. And I like that this means we're being treated as equals, so to speak. And obviously these women are not nuns. I don't know why people would get all up in arms. They're obviously hit women, and they're after him. And you need to look at it that way. If you were going to look at it in the context of the story, they're hit women. They just happen to come dressed like nuns. There's a whole symbolic, like we said, Grindhouse thing. So we'll talk about that probably on Thursday night. I don't know what's up with the whole, like, the Lara Croft rape thing. It's either you're talking bad about us, you know, you're going after our Felicia Day and our and I can't remember her name. I can't remember her name. Oh,
yeah,
God.
That's the way those chicks are nuns. Look at those shoes. Those
are right? Right? I don't understand what it is. But are you looking at it getting offended?
Rocket launcher. No, I'm thinking, holy hell, they're hot.
Yeah, and I'm thinking it's about to go down. So I don't know what
I'm thinking. Is this live? This can't be live animation.
I don't know.
Sorry, this can't be live video.
It can't be gameplay. It can't be actual gameplay. I don't know. I stopped playing Hitman a long time ago. I got kind of bored with it. But this may make me go back. Can I be one of these girls? I just want the shoes.
No kidding, right? Rawr.
The one in the bodysuit and the knives? Oh, that's what I'm talking. There's one with knives. I like it. But I do. I love the trailer. I didn't take any offense to it as a woman. What I don't like is when the gameplay is kind of like Bayonetta. The whole thing was about her being naked. You know?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm watching this.
Yeah, I know. It's very engrossing. It's a good trailer. I want to know who took offense to it.
All right, so, yeah, they're definitely dressed scantily, and it's definitely a lot of blood going on here and a lot of gore.
But it's a grindhouse. What would you expect?
Yeah, exactly.
It's supposed to be bloody and gory. It's grindhouse.
Yeah.
Some of y'all need to learn your movie genres and things and let it go. This is I think this is perfect.
Wow. The way she, like, wrapped her leg around his gun and, like, pulled his arm down. That was like, oh,
yes.
All right, so.
We're all, like, watching trailer during this show.
Sorry, guys. I had to see it. You were talking so much about it.
I wanted you to see a good reaction during the show. And, again, we'll probably talk about it Thursday night, so make sure you watch it and come Thursday night. This may make me pick up the game again, actually. Square Enix, not at all offended. All I got to say is the work. We may have to talk about this on Pixinista, too. This is some really good clothing rendering at that. It's gorgeous.
It is. I know. That's why I was like, is this live action? There we go. That's
well, even not live action. The fact that the nuns' habits, the way they're billowing, you wouldn't have seen that even 5 years ago. And mm-hmm. close up on her, the faces, the pores and everything, gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we'll talk about that during Pixinista. All right, you guys make sure you're listening tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was totally sexified. Sexified.
Indeed.
All right, and you talked about Samsung and Apple going at it, right?
Well, I didn't tell about the case because Joe mentioned it, so I told him we'd get to it eventually, so why don't you tell him about it?
All right, so pulling this from GamePolitics.com, this actually showed up Friday after we got off air, I want to say. Anyway, Samsung ordered to pay Apple $1 billion for patent infringement.
Ouch.
That's a lot of money. That's not pocket change.
A lot of Microsoft points right
mm-hmm.
there.
After only 2.5 days of deliberation, the jury hearing Apple's patent case against Samsung has returned a verdict. The jury of 7 men and 2 women have ruled in favor of Apple, agreeing that Samsung infringed on all of Apple's utility patents and 3 of the 4 design patents related to the iPad. Samsung has been ordered to pay Apple $1 billion in damages, though it has a lot less than the $2.75 billion Apple was seeking. The 3 utility patents in question include double tapping to zoom and bounce back for images, while the utility patents cover things like cover elements, contours, and the shape of the iPhone. Samsung's 6 patents that it tried to use against Apple in the case were not infringed upon, according to the jury. While this may not be the end of the war between the two companies, it certainly is a major setback for Samsung. Apple, honey, back off, all right? Seriously, who is going to mistake Samsung anything for Apple? You've got a great big apple on it. Everybody knows what an apple is. You've got that iconic image on the back. Everybody knows.
It's not enough. We have to be the top dog.
You're already the top dog. You're like the number one grossing company in all the world.
It's not enough.
That is ridiculous. Ridiculous. But it looks like ours. What, because all phones come in a whole little square shape now with the rounded corners?
Maybe we should make one that's shaped like an hourglass from now on.
Oh, hot. You know what? That might actually be better if it were hourglass just a little bit so you can hold on to it a little bit better.
I like that idea. Let's do that.
Yes. We're not talking like serious hourglass, but just enough.
Lovely, lovely. Okay, so... apparently, Nintendo, Mr. Iwata, has been listening to Gamer Girls Radio because he finally came out with it. Yes.
Yay!
He did a very lengthy interview with our frenemies over at Kotaku. Say again?
What did he come out with?
He explained that adding social features to titles is now mandatory, even for single-player titles. Thank you. Nintendo says they've hinted that it has social plans with the Miiverse platform launching with the Wii U. Thank you. He says, we've reached an era where even a single-player game experience can have a social component that is very important. He says, and I think, again, that social component is mandatory. Early on, when I played a Mario game, it was really fun for me to sit and chat with my friends about, hey, I found coins over there, or there's a hidden place. He said, and that interaction was great. said, of course, the internet does provide a lot of interaction, but it's not built for that purpose. For example, Facebook is something that connects you socially with a lot of different folks, but that doesn't guarantee that the people you're going to have interactions with via Facebook are interested in games. That's true. I says, and what I'm saying is that I don't believe that the life experiences that you have and those might be with the people you're connected with on Facebook are not equal to gaming experiences you might have with a lot of different folks. He says, and that's what they believe believes Nintendo can shine with the Miiverse. He says, I feel that we need to create or present a gaming platform as the place to create with social graph for folks who are in gaming circles. He says, so that's kind of the reason for creating the new Miiverse. He says, if you look at gaming services, for example, if you look at Xbox Live, one of the more traditionally or generally accepted features of the gaming service is the ability to play with folks at different locations at the same time. He says, on the other hand, you're not always going to be available at the same time to play with each other. And, of course, we're going to have the service of have that service of head-to-head multiplayer when you are on, and at the same time, players playing more games against each other. But what we really want to do is create a place where folks who are playing by themselves will not feel like they're playing by themselves. He said the Wii U is expected to be released, of course, sometime in the fourth quarter of this year, but Nintendo has yet to provide a firm release date. The company has scheduled an event on September 13th, where it's expected to announce the final price and release date for the system. I love that they're going to do this, and I cannot wait to send Evil Means over to Ginger, and I'm going to get her a copy of Animal Crossing and get her addicted to her and Snow, and you will never speak to any of us again because we'll be busy making clothes to put in our stores in Animal Crossing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 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 yes.
It'll be horrible. You guys will miss us, but we must do it.
Yes. Okay, so I just pulled this from Facebook, actually. I happen to follow Windows there. Blogging Windows. Windows upgrade offer registration now available. All right, so what it says is today registration is officially open for the Windows upgrade offer that they announced in May. If you happen to have purchased or an eligible Windows 7 PC or a Windows 7 PC anytime between June 2nd, 2012 and January 31st of 2013, you're going to be able to purchase an upgrade to Windows 8 Pro for only $14.99.
Oh!
Yes. This is going to be redeemable when Windows 8 is generally available on October 26th. They say if you're still looking for PCs, you can check out some of their great Windows 7 PC deals. Once you've purchased your PC, you can come back and register for the offer. Registration for the Windows upgrade offer is only for those who buy an eligible Windows 7 PC between June 2nd and January 31st, 2013. Yay! Awesome. So, cool. If you've got that, if you're looking for a new computer, if you're thinking about doing it, go ahead and do this, and then you can upgrade later. Because I can tell you, Windows 7 is awesome. I can't tell you about that about Windows 8.
Yeah, I'm not touching Windows 8.
No, it's got issues. It needs therapy.
As does Vista.
Yes.
Okay, I wonder if you have an older version of Windows, are they going to let you upgrade those too? Maybe I want to upgrade my XP because I still have an XP.
And oh,
I had to sneeze.
That's all right. I highly doubt that because we all know Windows is some money-grubbing people.
That's not what you were thinking. I heard that.
I know. But, you know, one word I can say on air, one word I can't.
Money-grubbing beeps.
Yep. All right, so can I read another one?
Of course you can, darling.
Boom Brigade 2!
You've been waiting for Boom Brigade all morning.
All right, so in Alien Minutes on Google Play, yay! Veteran game developer Ten Tons has announced today that the action strategy game Boom Brigade 2 is now available for Android devices in Google Play. First chapter is free to play, and the rest of the game is unlocked with a single in-app purchase of $2.99 USD, excluding taxes. Boom Brigade 2 features a unique blend of gameplay mechanics. Once gamers try it, we're confident many of them will like the experience. This is coming from Sampo Toyosi from Ten Tons. I probably said your name wrong, sorry. It's not unlike a signing up for an interplanetary military campaign. The first step may seem scary, but once you get started, you'll find out that blasting aliens is great fun. Boom Brigade 2 is sequel, imagine that, to the 2009 iOS Top 10 hit Boom Brigade, launched on iOS on the 22nd of June 2012. Boom Brigade 2 has been praised by critics for the unique combination of real-time strategy, line drawing, and top-down shooter gameplay. Strategic death, wealth of content, and excellent controls have also been repeatedly mentioned. Why can't I talk? I give up. All right, so 30 mission single-player campaign, 5 trooper types, 6 vicious alien species and a dozen subspecies, 9 collectible power-ups, 10 survival-type missions, tactical mode, and unique real-time strategy and long-drawing hybrid gameplay. Yay! All right, so you want to check this out? It's Boom Brigade 2. And I do have it up on GameMatrix.com. Actually, new.GameMatrix.com. Go over and check it out.
Oh, well, I thought I had a good story for you, but apparently, I have here is a failure to communicate. Ginger, would you be so kind as to do another story while I try to fix this here issue?
And sure, try to do another one? Yeah.
What is with you and the yawning?
I don't know. I've got to stop, though. Fire and Water Booster Pack coming to Orcs Must Die 2. Yay! Robot Entertainment today announced Fire and Water, the first booster pack for Orcs Must Die 2. The booster pack features 3 brand new levels and 3 new endless mode conversions that can be played in single player or with a friend in co-op. Players who download the pack will also find a new array of traps to help them combat terrifying new elemental enemies. Hellish new fire lords and fire elementals crumble when killed, leaving behind dangerous firelings that will hunt the player down and explode when they get too close. Slippery water lords and water elementals dwindle into pools of water when killed, but don't count them out of the fight. When waterlings find dormant puddles, they will absorb the stagnant water and grow into new water elementals. Oh no!
No.
War mages will have access to 3 exciting new traps to add to their arsenal as well. The Web Spinner is a new wall trap that ensnares hallways full of passing monsters in a sticky tangle of webs, slowing them down to buy precious time. Ceiling darts turn your fortress into a temple of doom for orcs, dropping from the ceiling to fire deadly darts in every direction. If the orcs make it past your defenses the first time around, you can give them another dose of pain with the new floor portal. Place the floor portal anywhere on the ground. Unsuspecting enemies who step on it will be magically teleported back to the beginning of the level. All right, so the Fire and Water Booster Pack for Orcs Must 2 is going to be available on Steam starting August 29th for $4.99. Yay! Oh, no!
You know what? You're out of order.
You love it, though. You love it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Mr. Bill? Okay. You know what? Somebody should stop us. Okay, but really, they should stop us. We need help. Oh, wow, so many games coming out. Did we talk about Blood Knights?
I don't think so.
Apparently.
Wait. Horace, what did you miss? You missed the Corey said she's going to, like, run off with you and marry you. And
oh, no, I didn't.
And, okay, maybe she didn't. She might have said something about stealing all your games.
I did say that, yes.
Just saying.
I did. It was good. Okay, so Jeremy, the vampire hunter, says hello. He says, or his motto is, if you're going to see the wife, remember to bring both swords. Okay. Pause for effect. Okay, so this is the motto of the vampire Jeremy, vampire hunter Jeremy in Blood Knight, who's been bound by a spell to the seductive vampress Alyssa to fight side by side to save the world. Jeremy is the focus of a trailer that was released today on YouTube from Deck 13 Interactive, which will give all the budding succubus disenchanters, werewolf hackers, and vampire slayers out there a glimpse into the background of this gutsy guy. Blood Knights is a hack and slay that provides a thrilling game experience set during the time of an ancient war between men and vampires. This downloaded game combines spectacular combat with roleplay elements in single-player and co-op mode. Set in the mythical Middle Ages, the player will be able to control both Alyssa and Jeremy in their cooperative quest for salvation, either in single-player or co-op mode. The protagonist will encounter numerous enemies, avoid traps, and fight, and confront an impressive, and sometimes sexy, I guess, array of bosses. Each one is requiring a unique strategy in order to be defeated. Rich treasure and rewards await those who, against all odds, are able to fight their way through the wide variety of settings and scenes. Blood Knights will be released third quarter this year for PCs and consoles. You can also find them on their Facebook page. which they did not give us a good link to. So, yeah, good luck with finding them. Or maybe you can pop by our Facebook page because I managed to find them just now. We're not going to like them. I don't like that sexy thing in there. You know how we feel about that there. You peoples out there, you know how we feel about that. Unless you mean sexy men's, and that's different. Just like, let me go over and see.
No. I tripped across another bath salts attack. So.
A bath salt? Is it time for zombies again?
Well, it doesn't look like he tried to eat them.
Are you sure it's not a zombie attack?
I don't know. He was definitely trying to kill them. But I don't know about eating.
Well, Ginger, you want to go ahead and tell us about it? Go ahead.
Oh, no, GLaDOS!
GLaDOS, let it go. GLaDOS said no Walking Dead thing today. Let's try it again.
GLaDOS.
No. She said no. See, she's a zombie. GLaDOS is a zombie today.
All right. So,
are you going to tell us about it?
Yeah. Okay.
One more time. Nope.
Bath salt user who attacked priest sentenced to prison. I'm trying to actually kind of glide over this. It looks like bath salts had just begun to appear in the news as a powerful yet legal substance with effects comparable to cocaine and methamphetamine that left users delusional, paranoid, and often with inexplicable strength when fully attacked. The Reverend Landry? Wow. All right. So, soon after the attack, though, you know what? I give up because this thing's too long and I can't do it. Anyways, more or less, the guy broke into the priest's house.
He is a zombie.
Yeah, and tried to attack him in the bed with a knife. The sleeping cleric with a knife. They have no idea why he did it. They're both practicing Catholics. All right, so I was hoping I was going to read somewhere that he tried to eat them. I did not see anything like that. My bad. I was hoping for a zombie attack, because I've been doing searches kind of randomly on bath salts. And I was like, oh, this one looks good. No, it wasn't very good. So I'm going to talk about something else. Switching gears. Sorry, guys. I was hoping for some zombie fun there. Not so much. Australian Capital Territory introduces R18 plus rating classifications for games. The Australian Capital Territory has officially introduced the R18 ratings classification for games, according to GameSpot, the law that passed by the Act Legislative Assembly this week, making it the first territory in the country to do so. The new rating was introduced earlier this year. The Act government has been a strong supporter of this new classification. By having a regulated and closely monitored R18 plus industry for computer games, we can better protect those vulnerable members of our community by placing appropriate safeguards on the sale and distribution of adult-only gaming material. This will also provide those who consume such material with clearer information about the contents of adult-only games. This is coming from Corbell. The federal government officially introduced the R18 ratings classification for games after it was passed both houses of parliament on June 18th. The decision to put the new legislation to parliament was made at the July 2011 meeting of the Standing Committee of Attorneys General. Yeah, okay. So, the R18 Plus for Games legislation goes into full effect in Australia on January 1st, 2013. Yay! So, way to go. Y'all can finally play Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat! Okay. Am I muted? No, I'm not. Okay, so Microsoft, remember we told you last week, it was believed there was a security hole that leaves data exposed. Microsoft said in response, we do not harvest Windows 8 smart screen user data.
Oh, yeah?
That's what they said.
I don't believe them.
You don't believe them?
No, I don't believe them.
Well, I would love to share with you more, but apparently Chrome does not want me to scroll down on this one.
You gotta love that. Seriously, Chrome has been nice word recently.
Yes, it has. There we go. Finally let me go. Okay, so on Friday, security researcher Nadem Gobasi claimed that Microsoft's malware blocking smart screen software gives the company too much information on which programs that Windows users are installing. But in a statement to VentureBeat, Microsoft said, no, we don't. We can confirm that we are not building a historical database of program and user IP data. Like all online services, IP addresses are necessary to connect to our service, but we periodically delete them from our logs. How often is periodically? thinking. I'm wondering. Microsoft says that it doesn't use the collected information for targeted advertising, nor does it share it with other companies. No surprises there. Microsoft statements come in response to fears that by placing user data in a centralized repository, the company would create an enticing target for both governments and hackers. But by clearing out the database every once in a while, Microsoft makes it much harder for anyone to get a hold of it. Kabasi, however, is likely to take issue with Microsoft's use of the word periodically, which is what I said, which could refer to anything from 6 days to 6 months. For the researcher, a better solution would be simply to not collect the data at all. Predictably, Microsoft also notes that while Smart Screen is on by default in Windows 8, concerned users can elect to turn the features off at any time. You know what? It should be defaulted off, because you know that some little old lady in, you know, bon ton, for lack of a better place, bon ton, Louisiana, who doesn't know what Smart Screen data is or how to turn it off or on, for that matter.
She knows what a vampire is.
She knows what a vampire is. So at least point it out to her on her screen using a vampire, something. But this is ridiculous.
Wow.
My shockwave just crashed.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay. So we've got... I'll go ahead and read this. No, I won't. No, I won't. That looks a little bit boring. Burian Media Enterprises is announcing the indie game Dark Shadows Army of Evil. Burian Media Enterprises. Oh, all right. We already read that. Did you have to give it to me twice? The indie only title is a single-player first-person shooter in which the player takes on the role of a knight. Dark Shadows Army of Evil is about a horde of monsters in September 1362. They've been ravaging the monster like a plague of locusts. Wait, they've been ravaging the country like a plague of locusts over a year and are frightening the people with their scary get-up. Most people still think they are monsters, but they are only in disguise. While you are away catching a runaway horse, these monsters storm the castle. The king is injured and a woman named Katarina has been kidnapped. Oh, no! She is the sister from one of the king's guards. The bad thing is that you are in love with her, after all. So the player needs to go on a long and bloody march to the country to rescue Katarina. The medieval fantasy game has 19 levels of different areas and is showing gothic architectures. A lot of effort was put into different atmospheres depending on the location of the current level. The player can use up to 18 weapons that can be found during exploration of the world. For example, he can throw stones, use a sword or flail, or use arrows and a bow. The most time the player has to fight against the most... Alright, I give up. Whoever wrote this, you're fired. You're fired. Anyways, Dark Shadows Army of Evil.com. Go check it out if you want to play. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try to do this.
What happened? Oh, I heard.
Ginger.
Oh. Halo! Master Chief! Oh my god, did you see the little picture of the little kids in Master Chief uniform that
yes,
I posted?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you look pretty cute!
Adorable. Okay, so that means I got Halo news. Yeah, but GLaDOS doesn't want us to talk about it. Okay, so there is a new vignette, it's called. Halo 4 Forward Unto the Dawn Enlist. They said you can enter the minds of 3 recruits as they enter Kobulo Academy of Military Science, the UNSC's premier training facility, with a new video, Enlist, available to view on Machinima.com and Halo Waypoint. This vignette will whet the fans' appetite. Whet their appetites for the upcoming Halo 4 Forward Unto Dawn live action series that's going to be premiering. Really, GLaDOS? Gosh, GLaDOS, you're a mean so-and-so. It's going to be premiering October 5th of this year. You can, again, pop over to Machinima.com's YouTube channel or Halo Waypoint. And if you are not familiar, again, Halo 4 is launching November 6th on Xbox, exclusively on Xbox, and it's the next blockbuster installment of the iconic franchise that has shaped entertainment history and defined a whole generation of gamers, including myself, for the good or for the bad, being developed by those hot, delicious gentlemen over at 343 Industries. Yes, I called you all hot, delicious. Halo 4 continues the story of the series' iconic hero, the Master Chief, as he returns to confront his destiny and face an ancient evil that threatens the fate of the entire universe. Halo 4 takes the series in a bold new direction by delivering its most epic and explorative campaign yet. Wow, alongside an emotionally resonant story and a groundbreaking multiplayer offering unlike anything before it, setting the stage for an epic new sci-fi saga. Halo 4 is available right now for pre-order in 3 distinct editions. You can get the standard for $49.99, the Collector's Edition for $69.99, and the Xbox Limited Edition Halo 4 Console Bundle for $269. Those prices are in euros, by the way. You can visit xbox.com/Halo-4 for more details.
Yay!
Ginger, are you excited?
Halo 4. I cannot wait. Y'all are going to lose me that week. I'm so sorry. I'm going
to
be...
Lose you. I got two Sims expansions coming out. Y'all lucky if I eat. Y'all may have to come by the house with an IV for me. Dude, and SimCity, please. I'm going to need an IV and a colostomy bag and all kinds of stuff. Just all kinds of disgusting things so that I don't have to move from my PC. And I'm going to need you to put 5-hour energies and Red Bulls into the IV. Just keep it pumping through my system.
Yep. All right, so apparently sometimes if you want it done, you got to do it yourself and all that fun stuff. Do-it-yourself patching. NeoGAF user fixes Dark Souls PC port. I am pulling this from GamePolitics.com. Talk about ingenuity. Sometimes if you want something done right, you've got to do it yourself. When From Software couldn't fix a graphical error after a year of trying, one NeoGAF user took matters into his own hands and fixed the problem in 23 minutes. Wow, that's going to hurt. NeoGAF user Durante was able to put together his own resolution fix within 23 minutes of release and made it available online for everyone to boot. From an escapist report on the story comes a quote from Durante. He says, "It's an interception, d3d9.dll, that you place in the same folder as the game executable. It intercepts the game's calls to the Direct9x API and changes them as necessary to enable a higher internal rendering resolution." That's awesome. So pretty much the game people, the people who made the game, couldn't fix it. Couldn't fix their bug. They put it out and somebody else was like, "Oh, you know what? I can do this." Ta-da! 23 minutes later.
And here you go.
Wow. That's like amazing. And that is so cool. I think that's just awesome.
All right. It is about that time for us to go. I wanted to share something I just ran across on Google that has upset me.
Uh-oh.
Did you? And it has very little to do with gaming other than it just something I didn't know, and I'm upset now because I've been one of the people who threw gum. Do you ever throw gum on the ground when you're done chewing it?
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Why?
Because one of our peoples on Google Plus just sent me a message that says, "Gum thrown on the ground looks like bread to the birds, and when they try to eat it, it fouls up their entire system, which prevents them from eating or even drinking anything, and then they die slowly, horribly." Don't throw your gum on the ground, people.
Now I feel bad.
See, now I feel bad, too. That's why I had to share it. I feel all kind of bad and stuff. Poor little birds. I'm sorry, birds.
I got to research this. Is this true? Because, you know.
Yeah.
We heard about the whole rice killing birds, and that's not true.
Is that?
No.
I didn't know about rice.
No. Supposedly, you know, you're not supposed to throw rice at weddings anymore because pigeons or whatever will eat it, and they actually...
Pigeons
like,
eat everything. Really?
I know. They, like, blow up and explode or something was what everybody was passing around there for a while. And it's not true. It's not true.
Whatevs. Okay, so that means we're time to go. We need to do some research. I'm upset about this bird's business. But anyway, we'll see you guys tomorrow twice. And tomorrow we got a bunch of stuff to tell you about for Fixin' Easter, believe it or not. I know sometimes y'all listen to the show, we're kind of crazy, but we got stuff to tell you about. Namely, we've got to talk about these nun outfits tomorrow. So we will see you guys bright and early tomorrow. Make sure you're here listening. You know where to find us. Gamer Girls Radio, GamerNatrix.com, NewGamerNatrix.com if you want to watch the hot mess that's going to be our new site. And we'll see you then. Wow, GLaDOS. Just give him their bye-bye kiss. GLaDOS does not want us to be bad today.
Goodbye. Oh, and it does look like the gum thing is not true.
It is not?
No, I went and looked it up on Snopes.
All right. Say bye to the people. Quick.
Goodbye, people.